the final yay or nay for a battery energy storage system proposal in Center Wellington occurred at a council meeting Monday. Only one councillor voted in opposition of the facility at the meeting that saw the proposal south of Fergus get the green light. The BESS, as it's known, is proposed to contain 200 batteries and other supplementary infrastructure. The parcel of land is known as 6235 Guelph Street. The property currently supports an active agricultural operation and two residences. To the north is land that is planned for residential use. Now, it is intended to hold the BESS, a facility a report from the township explains will contribute to Ontario's goal of procuring significant energy generation as the province grows. Battery energy storage systems store energy gained from the electrical grid, solar and wind, and other renewable energy sources. The BESS will aim to provide energy locally to Center Wellington, but also the broader Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, and Guelph region, which is anticipated to see a growth in demand of 110 to 150% by 2043. That figure is courtesy of a letter of support from the Office of Ontario's Minister of Energy. Councillor Jennifer Adams was the only one to vote against the storage system, citing while she's not against renewable energy, this particular proposal is not the right one for the community. Adams went on to voice hesitancy to support IPA Power, who are backed by a U.S.-based equity firm.
With both federal and provincial governments increasingly emphasizing Canadian procurement and economic sovereignty, we need to ask ourselves, why would we approve a project of this nature on agricultural land near our communities by a foreign-backed entity when even our governments are reconsidering similar arrangements?
IPA Power's project is pegged to bring 200 batteries to the community. Jason McDonald of the Canadian Union of Skilled Workers says it should bring roughly the same number of jobs. Several other councillors had concerns related to everything from vibrations to noise and environmental impact. On the other side of things, Councillor Dennis Craddock chimed in, sharing sentiments of community value and preserving the environment.
It's an investment in our community. And I don't think it's the ownership that matters, it's that investment that matters. Part of our mandate is environmental stewardship. That's exactly what's proposed here. And I think we're making a big fuss over a simple idea that is good in essence.
Several stopped to acknowledge the amount of research, work, and consultation that went into this process. Councillor Lisa McDonald noted this huge project required the most research she'd ever done as a member of council. While the project was dubbed New Technology, Mayor Sean Waters said it's not as daunting as it may seem. Before a recorded vote, Waters commented on the commitment to making a good decision from council and the community.
These decisions are not easy, but at times we have to make difficult decisions. And I do want to credit the community for reaching out and council for reaching out and having a struggle with this. That's really important. I think you looking into this and evaluating it based on all the principles and all that type of thing is really good. The community should be proud of yourselves for doing that.
The storage system will hold the batteries with additional slots as reserves and have a 200-meter setback from the nearest roadway, something that was commended by Craddock. Next steps will include the county's support of an official plan amendment with construction pegged for this fall. This is Riley Gillespie-Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.